Well, certainly the that week we thought there was big improvement. Obviously, we made a lot of yards. I know we were out there for an extra quarter, but we made a lot of yards that week. But I think we put together a drive in each of the games at some point in time. It's just a matter of finding those drives more than once or twice. You know, we got to get it consistent. And that's, I think their attitude, or everybody's attitude on the team, on the offense anyway, has been great. The buys helped us. I think we're all on the same page, and I think we're moving forward.
What did the offensive staff work on during the bye week?
We worked on what we did right, what we did wrong, try to fix the things that we did poorly and maybe not do some of those, and find the best fit of what we have on tape for the first 6 weeks.
Speaking of within the first 6 weeks, you only scored 12 points within the season so far. What things have you done within the bye week and also in practice this week to get a better offensive output?
12 points?
12 points in the first quarter.
In the first quarter. Well, that makes a little bit of difference.
Not a game, but
if you tell me we scored 12 points in six games, that's not very good. I was going to bow up a little bit. I know we have more than that because I know we got a few touchdowns. That's a matter of finding what we do right and what we do wrong. You know, making sure we're on the same page. We ran a lot of plays early in games, but we kicked field goals, so we got to finish drives, and that's part of what we're working in the red zone too.
Gary Kubiak mentioned that Michael Schofield's going to stay up at right tackle. What progress did you see in him over three starts?
Well, like I said, just like the group, I think he keeps making strides. Each day. You know, you see his technique getting better and honing because he's, you know, just working at it. He's working really hard at it. So I think he, along with the rest of the guys, you know, Matt Paradis has done a good job, and he's getting better every week. So I think they're all doing a good job.
You have a lot of experience with the organization. How does this weekend for Mr. Bowling resonate with you?
You know, I have a lot of great memories. I haven't had a lot of time to reflect. They pass things on my desk, and I see who's coming, which is exciting. I'm not sure how much visitation I'll have, but as far as the organization gave me my first start playing, and they gave me my first day start coaching, and Mr. Bowling was a part of that for a great deal. So I have nothing but fond memories and gratitude for this place.
What will it mean to see the 1997 team together again this weekend?
Well, I'm hoping I look pretty good. I know they probably do. You know, we were talking about it just a little bit last night. It's been a while, and I haven't seen some of those guys. So it'll be fun just to shake some hands and see the guys that did something special. You know, we talk about that every year, and those guys did. They came together and did something special. So it'll be exciting just to see those and catch up. I've seen a few guys. You know, here and there, but not as many as I'd hoped.
Coach, Mike and Alex Gibbs both are coming back. What kind of impact did those guys have?
I don't know if they'll be yelling at me or saying hello. No, you know, obviously Mike was a great head coach to work for. He always treated me very, very well, and I learned a lot from Alex. You know, spent a lot of hours, obviously, with Alex. So I've talked to him over the phone, Mike just a little bit. So it would be great to see those two guys and catch up and make sure they're doing well.
They might offer some commentary.
Well, there's no doubt. I don't think you can keep that out of Alex's mouth. I mean, he's going to comment on something or not. But no, it'll be great. You know, obviously two really, really good football minds that I learned a lot from.
Would being in the shotgun be a little bit more effective for Peyton?
As opposed to what? He's off the ball. He's, you know, we're doing a lot of different things. He's under center at times. He's in shotgun. He's in our pistol, quote unquote. I think we're trying to do all we can to do what's best for him and for our team.